This is Ann Weller with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And during the next 30 minutes, I will be sharing nutrition information with you. This information is selected from the Nutrition Action Health Letter, a publication of the Center for Science in the Public Interest, which is based in Washington, D.C. The Center for Science in the Public Interest was founded in 1971 by three scientists who wanted to apply their academic training to the solving of social problems. The center conducts innovative research and other programs in health and nutrition, and it provides consumers with current information about their health and well-being. An independent, nonprofit consumer health group, the center promotes honest food labeling and advertising, safer and more nutritious foods, and pro-health alcohol policies. The work of the Center for Science in the Public Interest is supported by Nutrition Action Health Letter subscribers and by foundation grants. It accepts no government or industry funding. And Nutrition Action Health Letter, which was first published in 1974, accepts no advertising. The following edition of Nutrition News is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Please use the information presented in this broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. Do you need a multivitamin? There's not much evidence that people who take them are any healthier. Then again, a little insurance against something that may be missing from your diet couldn't hurt. Our advice? Don't waste your money on a multivitamin that has more than you may need or should get. Study after study finds little or no long-lasting benefit from taking a daily multivitamin and mineral. Among more than 182,000 middle-aged and older men and women living in California and in Hawaii, those who took multivitamins lived no longer and were no less likely to be diagnosed with cardiovascular disease or cancer than those who did not take a multivitamin. The 41% of the more than 161,000 most postmenopausal women in the Women's Health Initiative cohorts who were taking a multivitamin were just as likely to be diagnosed with breast, ovarian, colorectal, or another cancer as those who did not take a multivitamin. And one quarter of the more than 83,000 men aged 40 to 84 in the Physicians' Health Study were taking multivitamins. They were just as likely to die from coronary heart disease or stroke as the men who did not take a multivitamin. Even when researchers look for more modest benefits, the proof is elusive. For example, healthy older adults who were given multivitamins in the United States, Canada, Scotland, France, and the Netherlands for up to 1.5 years were just as likely to get colds or other infections, stay sick just as long, or miss out on planned activities as similar people who were given a placebo. And performances on memory and cognitive tests were no higher in healthy German women aged 60 to 91 who took a multivitamin for 6 months, or in healthy Scottish men and women, 65 and older, who took a multivitamin for 12 months, than in those who were given a placebo. Even if multivitamins won't prolong your life or keep you from getting sick, they can still fill in the gaps if you get too little of some vitamins and minerals from your food, says Susan Roberts, a professor of nutrition and psychiatry at Tufts University in Boston, and author of The Eye Diet. The U.S. Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee last year singled out 7 nutrients that many Americans consume too little of them. Now, 2 of those nutrients, fiber and potassium, are not available in significant amounts for multivitamins. But the other 5 are. The other 5 nutrients are vitamin D. A majority of adults do not get enough from their food, though our skin makes vitamin D when it is exposed to the ultraviolet rays in sunlight. The 2nd nutrient is folic acid. It helps protect against spina bifida and other neural tube birth defects that can occur before a woman knows that she is pregnant. About 1 in 5 women who are capable of becoming pregnant do not get enough folic acid. Another nutrient that many Americans consume too little of and which is present in a multivitamin is vitamin B12. Adults over 50 should get some of their B12 from fortified foods or supplements, since they may have too little stomach acid to absorb naturally occurring B12 in foods. Iron is another nutrient that we get too little of and which is present in most multivitamins. About 15% of women 50 and younger are iron deficient. Finally, calcium. A majority of adults do not get enough calcium from their food. And multivitamins, which typically have 100 to 200 milligrams of calcium, can help, though adults need 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams a day. Let's begin by discussing how to read a multivitamin label. Now, the National Academy of Sciences Institute of Medicine has a recommended dietary allowances, RDAs, which vary slightly by age and gender. But in most cases, multivitamin labels list what is called the daily value, or DV, for each nutrient, not the Institute of Medicine recommendation. And the daily values have not been updated in decades. And some of them are outdated. We'll begin with vitamin A, or retinol. The daily value of 5,000 international units is outdated and excessive. The Institute of Medicine's recommendation is now only 2,310 to 3,000 international units a day for adults, which is about what most multivitamins provide. Too much retinol, typically listed on labels as vitamin A palmitate or vitamin A acetate, may increase the risk of liver abnormalities and birth defects. The tolerable upper intake level, the most that can be consumed daily without a risk of adverse effects, is 10,000 international units of retinol. Beta-carotene, which the body converts to vitamin A, does not cause liver problems or birth defects, but very high doses of beta-carotene, 33,000 to 50,000 international units a day, may increase the risk of lung cancer in smokers. So our advice is, do not get more than 4,000 international units of retinol or 5,000 international units of beta-carotene from your multivitamin. Instead, load up on beta-carotene-rich foods and fruits and vegetables like carrots, cantaloupe, sweet potatoes, and broccoli, which may help to prevent some cancers. Now, vitamin D helps you absorb calcium and may reduce the risk of cancer, diabetes, and falls. And many people get too little vitamin D from their food or from sunshine, especially in the winter. The Institute of Medicine recently upped its recommendation to 600 international units a day for adults up to the age of 70 and 800 international units of vitamin D for people over 70. Those amounts include what you get from the sun, from salmon and other fatty fish, and from fortified foods like milk, breakfast cereals, and some brands of yogurt, margarine, and orange juice. They also include the vitamin D that is in many calcium supplements. Most multivitamins contain 400 international units of vitamin D, and that is the daily value. Thiamine, or vitamin B1, riboflavin, or vitamin B2, niacin, vitamin B3, and vitamin B6. A whole year's worth of the daily values for these four vitamins costs about 20 cents wholesale. So they are all generally included in multivitamins. Higher than daily value levels are harmless, with two exceptions. More than 100 milligrams a day of B6 can cause reversible neurological damage, and as little as 50 milligrams a day of niacin can cause flushing. 10 to 30% of older adults may be unable to absorb the vitamin B12 in food. So the Institute of Medicine recommends that people 50 and older get 2.4 micrograms a day of vitamin B12 from a supplement or food that is fortified with B12. Most multivitamins have at least 6 micrograms, which is the daily value, and some have much higher levels, and these are perfectly safe. Vitamin B12 deficiency can cause irreversible nerve damage and may masquerade as Alzheimer's disease. Now, the daily value of iron, 18 milligrams, is fine for menstruating women and girls who lose iron each month. However, too much iron can cause constipation or iron overload in people who are susceptible. And scientists have not ruled out the possibility that too much iron increases the risk of heart disease or cancer, though the evidence is weak. So men and postmenopausal women should look for a multivitamin with no more than 10 milligrams of iron, or they should take a multivitamin with 18 milligrams of iron every other day. Americans also get too little magnesium from their food. Among the best food sources for magnesium are whole grains and beans. And a deficiency in magnesium may increase the risk of diabetes and colon cancer. For adults 31 years of age and older, the Institute of Medicine recommends 320 milligrams a day of magnesium for women, and 420 milligrams daily for men. Taking more than 350 milligrams a day from a supplement, but not food, may cause diarrhea. And multivitamins typically have only 50 to 100 milligrams of magnesium, because 300 plus milligrams simply would not fit. Now, many multivitamins have less than the daily value, which is 70 micrograms of selenium. Most multivitamins also have less than the Institute of Medicine's recommended level, or 55 micrograms. Several studies have suggested that taking 200 micrograms a day of selenium increases the risk of diabetes. So it's safest to take a multivitamin with no more than about 100 micrograms of selenium. As far as iodine, manganese, molybdenum, chloride, and boron are concerned, ignore the amounts given on the labels of multivitamins. There is no evidence that people need more than what they get from their food. Again, that statement refers to iodine, manganese, molybdenum, chloride, and boron. Again, the daily value, or DV, for each vitamin or mineral is the Food and Drug Administration standard for food and supplement labeling. In some cases, however, the DVs date from 1968 and do not reflect the latest recommendations. The daily value for vitamin C is 60 milligrams, and that is lower than the Institute of Medicine's current recommendations of 75 milligrams a day for women and 90 milligrams for men. Taking more than 1,000 milligrams or 1 gram of vitamin C at one time in a supplement may cause diarrhea. Now, doses of 30 to 800 international units a day of vitamin E have not protected against heart disease or stroke, and 400 international units a day or more of vitamin E may slightly raise the risk of death. What's more, taking 400 international units a day for 5 years may have elevated the risk of prostate cancer in a recent National Cancer Institute study. So to play it safe, stick to a supplement with no more than 100 international units of vitamin E. The Institute of Medicine recommends 120 micrograms a day of vitamin K. Yet most multivitamins have much less than the daily value, which is 80 micrograms. Because vitamin K can interfere with blood-thinning drugs like Coumadin. People on those medications should check with their doctor before taking a multivitamin with vitamin K. In recent studies, vitamin K did not strengthen bones, as earlier studies had suggested. Now, women who could become pregnant should look for a multivitamin with the daily value for folic acid at 400 micrograms. This is to reduce the risk of neural tube birth defects. Others should make sure that they do not get more than 800 to 1,000 micrograms a day of folic acid from a multivitamin, other supplements, breakfast cereals, and other fortified foods combined. If you are getting 400 micrograms of folic acid from your multivitamin and 400 micrograms from a breakfast cereal or a B-complex supplement, one option is to take the multivitamin every other day. Now, you can also ignore the values for biotin and pantothenic acid. You'd have to eat a bizarre diet to run short of those. Calcium may help prevent colon cancer, and with vitamin D may reduce the risk of osteoporosis. So women should shoot for 1,000 milligrams a day of calcium if they are 50 or younger, and 1,200 milligrams if they are over the age of 50. Men need 1,000 milligrams a day up to the age of 70, and 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day after that. But more than 1,500 milligrams of calcium a day may raise the risk of prostate cancer in men. And the average man gets enough calcium until age 70 and is only about 200 milligrams short of daily target levels after that. Phosphorus is unnecessary to get from a multivitamin. Too much phosphorus may impair calcium absorption, and we already get more than we need from our food. For zinc, look for 8 milligrams if you're a woman, or 11 milligrams for men, and for copper, 0.9 milligrams for both women and men. There is no harm in taking a multivitamin with the DVs, but don't regularly take supplements with more than around 30 milligrams of zinc. That much of zinc, combined with what people normally get from foods like meat, poultry, beans, nuts, dairy foods, and fortified cereals, is likely to put you over the tolerable upper intake level of 40 milligrams a day, which could make your body lose copper. And in a large government-funded study, taking 80 milligrams of zinc every day led to a greater risk of being hospitalized for urinary tract complications. Now, the Institute of Medicine recommends 20 to 25 micrograms a day in women, or 30 to 35 micrograms a day for men of chromium. Many brands have closer to 120 micrograms, which is the daily value, but this is safe. You can ignore the values for potassium on the labels because the amounts in multivitamins are low. And while the potassium chloride that's used in supplements may lower blood pressure and the risk of stroke, it will not help prevent kidney stones and bone loss, like the potassium citrate that's found in fruits and vegetables. And finally, you can also ignore the information on the label regarding nickel, silicon, tin, and vanadium. It's not clear that they're needed. The simple multivitamin has morphed into a slew of formulas, and these are targeted at seniors, women, men, teens, and athletes, among others. Some of them promise to lower your cholesterol levels or boost your immunity. Others claim to give you energy or even lower your risk of colon, breast, and prostate cancer. And most of that is marketing hype. So if you're shopping for a multivitamin, here are some things that you need to know. First, multivitamins vary widely in quality, says Todd Cooperman of ConsumerLab.com, a website that analyzes dietary supplements. In a recent survey of popular multivitamins, he found problems with about one-third of the 35 that it tested. Now, a list of the multivitamins in the survey, plus 22 more that were analyzed later at the request of the manufacturers, is available at ConsumerLab.com. But only subscribers who pay $33 a year can see these results. A quality assurance seal also helps. If the label carries a USP, U.S. Pharmacopeia, or NSF, National Sanitation Foundation, seal, you can be sure that the multivitamin contains what the label says and that it disintegrates fast enough. But many companies are not willing to pay the USP or the NSF's fees. So the absence of a seal does not mean that the multivitamin is not well made. Some multivitamins have trivial amounts of some ingredients. For example, the lutein in Costco's Kirkland Signature Daily Multivitamin helps support eye health. But the multivitamin's 250 micrograms of lutein are no more than 4% of what may protect vision. Also, do not count on your multivitamin to keep your cholesterol down. While the kind of phytosterols that is added to some brands of yogurt, margarine, and mayonnaise can lower LDL or bad cholesterol, there is little evidence that the kind that is packed into some multivitamins, the kind of phytosterols, can do the same. And last year, the Food and Drug Administration announced that it intends to stop multivitamins with phytosterols from making cholesterol-lowering claims. Unfortunately, it's given companies until the end of 2012 to comply. Whole food multivitamins are not necessarily better. Most get their nutrients from yeast. That's the whole food, plus synthetic vitamins. And there is little evidence that whole food vitamins are absorbed any better than regular vitamins. In fact, some nutrients, like beta-carotene and vitamin B12, are better absorbed from supplements than from food. Chewable, liquid, and gummy multivitamins have fewer nutrients. The extra sugar and water crowd out some vitamins and minerals. Natrol liquid, my favorite multiple, for example, is missing vitamin K, iron, zinc, selenium, chromium, and copper, among other nutrients. And ignore clinically proven claims. There's no standard definition, so that can mean anything or nothing. General Nutrition Center prints clinically studied on the front of its multivitamins, but they won't reveal what was studied or what the studying found. All the company would tell us is we do not publish the results, and that's not very helpful. And you don't need to pay more than 10 cents a day for a good quality multivitamin. There is almost no connection between the price and the quality of multivitamins, notes ConsumerLab.com's Tom Cooperman. Many inexpensive multivitamins, costing 3 to 15 cents for a daily dose, passed the Consumer Lab's recent quality tests, while several more expensive brands failed. We've reached the conclusion of this month's segment of Nutrition News, and the show will be rebroadcast this week on Friday at 11 p.m. and on Saturday at 3 p.m. Please join me for the next edition of Nutrition News, which will air on Wednesday, November 2nd. I'm Ann Weller, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and I hope that you've enjoyed the show. This program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience, and it is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next month.